The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, I don't know if I'm that good anymore that I could. I'd really have to work. But anyway, I think if I had gone into being a trumpet player, or if I ever get to the level again where I think I can do that.
If you had gone into a trumpet player.
If I had become.
Sorry, I was going back to my porn.
I was burping. Sorry.
Yeah.
So if I was, that was an omelet with guacamole on.
You know what? That, anyway, you're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
I'm under contract.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're not required to explain what your burps are. That is only the Big Fatty Show that does that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2048 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of November, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to close out the tab at the bar and head back to the villa in Fat Acres. Yes, baby!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, lead footers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're lead footers because Big Fatty's got the lead foot on the floor. That's Thanksgiving. Yes, Big Fatty, that's Thanksgiving. It's still coming up. We got the lead foot heading back to Fat Acres and to the Fat Villa. Yes, Big Fatty, it's been quite the trip. And y'all, we'll tell you all about it tomorrow. But y'all, I've got to go back in here and close out this enormous bar tab. Yes, Big Fatty.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down.
Oh, what a weekend. I tell you what, Vera...
That glass is not full. Please fill my mug. What, darling? These bartenders are a pain in my ass.
Well,
to the top. Fill it to the top.
We've been here for... This is the sixth day now, okay?
It just keeps getting better.
It does just keep getting better. So, we're back here at the end of the bar. This is our last day here at the end of the bar because I gotta get back to the Fat Villa.
Oh my goodness!
In Charleston, and I'm coming up. It's been almost a year since this is the honest to goodness truth. I found out the day before Thanksgiving in 2014 that. This was going to be my house. So I've known for just over a year, and we closed on the 10th of December, so that's coming up in just 10 days.
I can't. Did you move in? You moved in last week, right?
No, I moved in on April the 13th. So that was, it's coming up on 8 months.
Unreal. Yeah,
Here we go again.
You know how every 25th of the month you play the Christmas music and the it seems like you just played it in January in my head. You know, it seems like I don't want to get, because we talk about this every fucking time at the end of the bar.
But it becomes more and more a part of our life though, and I think that's an important part to tell.
Yeah,
folks.
But that's what old people do. They tell it over and over and over and over. We've told it already. Okay, time goes fast. Get on with it.
There is a point where you don't remember that you've told it over and over and over. At least we are still remembering that we've told it over and over and over.
Told what?
Right. Yeah. Vera, on Friday, I was telling the story about how we become our parents. And I find myself becoming my mother in that I will say something to a complete stranger,
mm-hmm.
or just, you know, like going through the grocery checkout, you know, did you find everything okay? I did indeed. How is your Wednesday going? I know Wednesday's a tough day for y'all. And I'm going, oh my God, that's exactly what my mother would say.
And
she would.
Did that irk you when she did, or did you find it charming, or did you wish she wouldn't?
No, I don't think it irked me. I remember it, you know, in that she would have just, you know, kind chit chat,
which is a wonderful thing.
Well, I think so too. But I find, the thing is, I enjoy doing it also.
So you're becoming your mother.
I think I am
now.
Though most people would say I'm my father, but anyway,
any of your parents' irksome qualities that you have taken on without knowing it?
My father still drives me crazy, absolutely crazy, because he will just do, you know, I told this story. He does shit, and you just go, how are you still alive with the shit that you do? I mean, I told this story on my show a couple of years ago, where he got up and made him some chocolate ice cream and reached in the refrigerator and put some chocolate syrup on it and sat down on the sofa and started eating it. After about three or four bites, he goes, "This chocolate syrup has gone bad." And my mother goes, "What do you mean it's gone bad?" And he got up and went to the refrigerator. He had poured barbecue sauce on his ice cream.
I remember this. Yes, I remember that story.
And I mean, that's the kind of shit where, you know, you just want to go, oh my God, how stupid can you be? But you can't do anything but laugh your ass off at it. And, you know, and you just go, oh God, don't let that happen to me. I'm turning into him, and I know it's going to, and
no,
I don't want it to.
No fucking choice.
So, anyway, but, you know, I do shit all the time where, you know, I'll put bacon in the pan in the morning and come back a few minutes later and say to myself, well, it always cooks a lot faster when you turn the stove on,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, I'm sure you do that all the time.
Constantly. My favorite, and it's really the downside of having a two-story house, mm-hmm. is that I walk upstairs and go, why am I here?
What did I come up here for?
Why am I up here? I have no idea. And I'll walk back downstairs and I'll go back into the den and sit down and go, oh, that's what I needed up there.
Right.
I'll come back. I'll walk back upstairs and one thing that isn't on task that distracts you, like, mm-hmm. oh, I better pick this up as you're walking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You pick that up and think, I've got to put it away. And then whatever you were originally going up there for is gone, totally gone. I can't get distracted.
And you know, there's a time, at least in my life, there was a time that would just absolutely bother me so much. And it's to the point now where it's just so common that it's,
we adapt.
It doesn't affect me anymore. It's just part of life.
One of the most wonderful things about the human beings is that we are incredibly adaptable. And if mm-hmm. something happens enough to you, it just becomes, you know, it used to be that because I have arthritis in my hands, I don't have mm-hmm. the kind that is deforming except for my one finger that represents my dad to me.
Right.
But I have arthritis in my thumb, and it really hurts sometimes if I grab something, if I grab it the wrong mm-hmm. way or whatever, it hurts. Well, mm-hmm. the first 150, 200 times that happened, it was horrible. I mean, it was psychologically horrible. It was physically horrible. I couldn't stand it. Now, when I reach for something and it doesn't hurt, I go, oh, it didn't hurt when I did
wow,
that.
And it's I'm, a good day. Right.
I'm not even thinking about it. You know, I pick up the glass and it hurts. Okay, it hurts. It hurts when you pick up a glass. That's right. The adaptation thing that we do.
And that is so, 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 so true.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy true. All right, I'm going to change the subject to something that has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about.
Okay.
And then we're going to close out by talking about turning 60.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All right?
Yes.
Downton Abbey, have you ever watched any of that?
Watched one episode in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Gooch really liked it. It didn't really grab me, so we didn't continue with it. So I won't have anything to contribute.
Okay. I anticipated this response.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I implore you to watch it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure you can get it on Netflix or all those things that you have.
I think it's on Netflix, yeah.
Okay. The final season is running right now in Canada and in the UK. And it premieres, the final season premieres January 3rd in 2016.
Yeah, I know. That old subject again. Who would have? Do you remember when 2001 A Space Odyssey came out in the 1960s and we all thought about how old we'd be in 2001 and I was going to be I was going to be 45 in 2001 and that is so fucking ancient. How could ever
ancient.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And now it's 2000 fucking 16. And you think about that it was 16 years ago that the millennium changed, that we did the big 2000 parties. The Y2K was 16 years ago.
And 17 years ago, it was a different century.
And we're talking about the same goddamn subject again.
So, anyway.
Downton
Abbey. Watch it.
I'm not going to make any promises. But I will. All I remember is the
first. Your husband.
The first episode was about one of the things was the Titanic was involved. I remember in the very first episode or something, someone on the Titanic. And had Maggie Smith been on it from the beginning, I probably would have stuck with it because I would lick the poop off her crusty hinder.
Well, she is worth watching it for her to come into it because. Okay. She gets all the good lines, okay, and
yes.
She is magnificent. So, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about 2016.
Yes,
it's a big year for us.
Yes, God damn it.
It's as I call it another one of those damn speed limit years.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what the saddest part about the 60s, not the 1960s, but your 60th decade or 6th decade rather, is that there is a saying in the medical community that if you can make it through your 60s unscathed by serious illness, you'll probably live well into your 90s or above. Mm-hmm. But the 60s is where things really go crazy and haywire and your body just falls to shit. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, do you dread it?
Do I dread it? No, I don't. I'm becoming more mellow about my age. I finally relinquished trying to look differently than I am. I finally relinquished trying to weigh differently than I do. I finally relinquished a lot of, like, if you look at me right now, my beard is full, but it's also Santa Claus white. I'm not coloring it. I used to color. Now, what's funny is I just got some color, and I thought maybe I should put some color in it. But it's totally white. And, you know, just releasing all that kind of stuff. That's what happens with age. A lot of acceptance comes with age.
You know, absolutely.
Acceptance about what we are, who we are. So those kinds of things, being the old guy in the group is not so bad. Especially if there's a little bit of reverence, You know, and oftentimes I get a little bit of, if I'm around a bunch of kids in a recording session and they know that I've been doing what they've been doing it for a year. I've been doing it for 30. So uh-huh. I get a little reverence from these kids. And that's kind right. of a nice feeling, you know?
It is. Yes, I agree with you 100%. And yeah,
when you've got your arm up some kid's hole, you know, up to the elbow, they're giving you respect.
It's a total respect. And so...
What do you say? Okay.
But I honestly am looking forward to 60. 60 when our grandparents were 60, they were 100.
They were. It was very different. Aging was very different. Yeah, 60
and,
was old.
And I mean, my folks are 84. They'll be 85 in 2016, and I think it's probably harder for them to say they have a 60-year-old son than it is for me to say I have 85-year-old parents.
Yes,
because I mean that's kind
of
like
my mother has to say my baby is 60 years old because I'm the baby right. of the family, and my mother's going to be 89. In 2016.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. So, anyway, I meant to ask, were you having any special guests there at the Shea Charles for Thanksgiving?
We normally have Digger and T. Wiggles over, but because of a slight miscommunication, they didn't know that it was a go, so they made other plans. So now what we've done is we've shifted them. They're coming on New Year's. So we're gonna have a New Year's celebration with Digger and T. Wiggles, and I think they're going to Palm Springs. Why anyone would want to voluntarily go to Palm Springs is beyond me, but that's okay. They're going to go to Palm Springs for Thanksgiving, and then it's going to be probably just Gooch and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's
okay too.
Well, it's you know what it's totally okay for me, but Gooch wants people around on holidays. He likes that.
Okay.
You know.
Now, Christmas tree. When's it going up?
We usually do the Christmas tree about 2 weeks, minimally 2 weeks before Christmas, because what happens is the way our weather is, it becomes tinder in about, regardless of how much we water it, because it is so parched dry out here, it sucks the moisture out of things, so we can't get them way ahead of time.
Okay.
And so it's usually about 2 weeks before, but okay. the rest of the room will be totally and completely decorated. The decorating has already begun.
Do you start that before Thanksgiving?
No, we started the day after, but we had to delay it a day because Daniel Brewer was here and bothering us.
No, you mean, you're talking about, I said Thanksgiving, you're talking about Halloween.
What did I say? What are we? Don't confuse
old people. When are you starting to decorate for Christmas?
We start the day after Halloween.
Okay, I said you said Thanksgiving.
You know, I did. I actually did that on my show, and I heard it while I was bouncing it, and it bounces in real time. So I had to go back, stop the bounce, go back, fix the thing, and bounce it all over again because I kept saying Thanksgiving instead of Halloween. And you, as an old person, you don't hear it. You don't hear yourself saying the totally wrong fucking thing.
People, oh,
fuck.
Older Gussie.
Goddamn fucking DJ, I'm going to shoot him in the head, I swear to God.
Vera, thank you so much for sitting down here at the end of the bar and keeping that bar stool warm.
Well, you're picking up the bill.
Oh, dear God. Well,
there goes the house payment.
I'll let my family know that there'll be a hard candy Christmas this year.
You and Dolly Parton.
Now, plug your show.
Everybody who listens to you knows where they can find me, VeraSpeaks.com.
Wonderful. All right. Vera, thanks again. Love you so much.
I love you more, and thank you. It's been my pleasure. And now let's shoot the DJ and get another drink.
Yeah, get another drink over here, please. I'm paying.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.